Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Maris Yishichiu, Ruven Ben Adam Echam Shalamis, Matan Ben Sara, Ruth Vitor Bastila Vida, and Chai Chai Fegim Bas Michali Dispasia. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Agados of Mitzechet Shabbos, Al Pitor Bas Mohan Rav Zitzal, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Shiro Toiro Ve'en Boi, Yiras Shamayim Doim Ali Gizbo, Shemosu Lom Avtechus Apnimiyos, Rezechus Yonosu Lom Masrila. The person has Torah, but he doesn't have Yerushalayim. He is like a treasurer who was given the internal keys, that's the Torah, of a treasury, but he wasn't given the outside keys. Bayal, how's he going to go back? So Torah is the primius. Without Yerushalayim, you can't get there. Similarly, Rabbi Yanai Machriz Rabbi Yanai, Chaval, the less lay dalta of Sarah the dalta of it. Chaval and somebody who doesn't have a chutzer, but he makes a shire for the chutzner. Wow. So, what does that mean? He doesn't have a chutzner, he doesn't have Yerushalayim, but he makes a shire for the chutzner that he's Isaac B'Torah. Wow, so here, the Isaac B'Torah is the shire for the chutzner. In the previous case, it was, we saw earlier in the Gemara, was Torah was the Makteh Pnimi, the inner keys, Yerushalayim were the outer keys. You need Yerushalayim to get to the Torah. Here it says that if you have Torah, you have Yerushalayim, so you don't have a gate, but you don't have a chatzah, but you have a shire for the chatzah. So what good is the shire, meaning the Torah, if you don't have the chatzah, which is the Yerushalayim? Wow, okay, so we already had a shir of Siyat Dishmaya, and the Mavtechos HaPnimios, and Mavtechos HaFitzonios. And now we're going to get to Rav Yanai, Chaval de Les Lay Dalta, Vatan Al Dalta Avit. Chilach et siurim atovim shetzichim letfos makom b'libo shel adam, hu shachayim tzichim liyot al pi derech Hashem. Derech hatov v'hatzedek amedber b'torah l'chol pirtei pirateha harechavim v'harabim. The beginning of the positive illustrations that have to take place in man's heart is that life has to be al pi derech Hashem, derech hatov v'hatzedek, that we see in the Torah in all of its vast details. הנה, מי שיש לו זה, זה הציור הכללי, כמה גדול הוא ערך של החיים כשיהיו על פי הטוב והאמת, וכמה גבור הערכם כשהם מיוסדים על ערך של רשע וכסר. Now, somebody who has this general picture of ציורים טובים, of life על פי דרך השם, the life of good, of justice, that the Torah expands upon so much, so if you are have this general picture, so your life is very valuable. When it's based on the Tov and the Emes, and how inferior is one's life when it's predicated on evil and foolishness. But somebody who has Torah in his mind, somebody who's constantly expanding his knowledge of learning, so he's going to appreciate the value of Torah, how much good there is in there, it leads man in the path of life, and therefore the value of Torah is going to be expanded in his heart, and the more he understands the details, he's going to love, he's going to add Yerushalayim, he's going to add Mussar. Hashem came, somebody who lacks this tziur, this picture, again, of life, al pi tov v'tzedek, somebody who lacks this picture, כיוון שהצדק לא יקבל לבבו שורש, כנראה מכיר הטובה הגדולה של הדרכה בדרכי החיים, היוצאת מדרכה של טובה, איש כזה לא יוכל להכיר יקר ערכה של תורה. בכל אשר יראה שרבו פרטיה של תורה, תחשב עליו כמסע כבד וכעסק של טובח. If you don't appreciate the value of Torah, the justice of Torah, the righteousness of Torah, so when you see all the details, it's just going to be a big pain in the neck. It's really a big yisod here, the Rav is saying. It's mayridik, mayridik, mayridik. The Rav is telling us that if someone appreciates the value of Torah, the more he learns, the better it is. If somebody doesn't appreciate the value of Torah, the more he learns, the more of a burden it is. יותר טוב יעמדו מסורים תחת המלוא בתורה לפרטיה, מה שאין לו הכרה להבחין או מוטל כאן ויוכלו לחשב בעיניו כתרונים של אור והכבדה, אם היה בתחילה מקבץ ידיעות והכרות כוללות להכיר על ידן את הטוב הכללי והקדושה העליונה, הנזכיר לצאת במאוחר של תורה, שהידיעות ידיעות הכלליות פיתחו עיניו להכיר קדושתה של תורה, עד שיבין וידע כי לא יוכל איש להיות באמת דבק, ואור העניין של זיו התורה כי בהיותו דבק, פרטי לימודיה בלב אור חיים על פשע על פיה. So what the person should do is, in other words, if he can't, he's going to learn, and he's going to say, man, it's just a big pain in the neck, like this halacha, this halacha, this halacha. Let's say first, he appreciates the value of Torah, he gathers knowledge and recognition and understanding to see the Kedusha of Torah, the greatness of Torah, how sublime Torah is. And then, he's going to realize, wait, I got to be Davek B'Pratim. I have to follow all the details of Torah. אז אז יתערו בקרבו רגשי קודש, להזכיר כמה הוא לרדוף אחרי הדיות הפרטיות שבמקי דוקרוקי תורה. So then it's going to be misaira within him, these holy feelings, to להזכיר, to understand, כמה ראוי לרדוף, how fitting he is to run after הידיעות הפרטיות שבמקי דקדוקי תורה. How fitting it is for him to run after all of the specific details of Torah. עד שרדוף כאן כן בהכרה פנימית, להשאיר נפשו בידיעות הפרטיות של עניני הרחבה, שבתי גור עסוקים בהם, להיותם מבין את תעודתם. הכן חובה רבה לגדל את החנים לתעני חמים, הנכנסים כבר לשוק בעמקי פרטי דקדוקי תורה, להכיר את גדלות עומק הצדק הרבי שבתורה, שאז יחשבו ביניהם עסק הדיוקים הפרטיים, להכנת דבר גדול לערב כמו שהם באמת. ויביאו אותם לכל הטוב ורומאות. In other words, first, appreciate the value of the Torah, and then afterwards you're going to want to know the details. You're going to want to know every detail, every prat, every chumrah, every diuk, because you realize, oh, this is a big thing. In other words, first you got to see the forest, and then you get involved in the trees. But first, appreciating the greatness of the forest, about how incredible Torah is. כמו יש עסק בעשיית תרה מרומם בבואת הנפש, אדון החצר, נפש אדון החצר רצית באמת לשער, להיכנס על ידו. Just like the Asek making a gate elevates the soul of the owner of the courtyard who needs this gate to go in through it. Aviyot ha-tviya kolelet shel omek ha-tzedek ha-netuva b'tova b'potel b'ti netuva b'lev. But if a person doesn't appreciate the value of Torah or the details of Torah, the justice of Torah, and he makes v'do v'do shel ha-talmud ha-mever b'archava, then he doesn't appreciate the honor and splendor of Talmud ha-mever b'archava v'chokma rabba monti tukei ma'asim u'pertehem, that explains with expansion, with great wisdom, the many, many details. So for him, it's going to be like he's making a gate, but there's no courtyard. It's just a pain, it's just a burden. No, there's no purpose. What's the purpose in all of this? In other words, if a person has a courtyard and he's building a gate, he says, oh, the gate is gewaldig. I'm going to have a gate now for my courtyard. If a person's building a gate and there's no courts, what is the point of it? It's just a pain. So therefore, Machri's Rabbiani announced, Chaval, the less they died, the less they died to Avi. Shabbasatov, Ovis, Kovit, Vrim, Shem, Bemet, Nizgavim, Belyoni, Borom, Mut, Kedushatam, Ulo, Yakdim, Lachshir, Atzmo, Lavanat, Kalal, Kam, Yodim, Atzlo, Dvorim, Imalatam, Vaidei, Kach, Mitztayrim, Benavshot, Tzirim, Kozvim, Atla, Tudat, Atorah. That Rabbi Yana announced, Chaval, and somebody who doesn't have a courtyard, and he's building a gate for the courtyard. Why? Because he's involved in very, very sublime things, but he doesn't understand their value. So then they're lowered in his eyes. And therefore he has a false narrative about the purpose of Torah, and how it impacts human life. So it turns out that going into all the details before he understands the general value of Torah is going only to harm him. It's going to be negative. So first you have to do the klal. And the more you understand the generalities, the big picture, the more you can appreciate the details. שיהיו לו פתחים שערי צדק נס לחצרות השם, שם מוצא ערכים של דרך השם ביותו התאומה. זאת אומרת, רב אומר דבר נפלא מאוד, ויאנה announced, חבל, somebody doesn't have a a courtyard and he makes a gate, then the gate is just going to be a burden. Meaning, somebody doesn't have a courtyard, he doesn't have Yiras Shemayim, he doesn't see the big picture, so then, and he's building a gate, meaning, all the details of Torah, it's going to be a Torah, it's going to be a Masi. So what do I need this for? I don't have a courtyard, what do I need a gate for? He's learning all the details of Torah, but he doesn't have Yiras Shemayim. He doesn't know where this is all supposed to take him. So that's a big chaval. Whereas if somebody does have Yiras Shemayim, then that's terrific. He knows why he's building the gate. Okay, so obviously there's still a fortune left to learn. We've been learning these agadites there. Happily befele pele plos v'tziyat v'dishmaya. And it's Hashem. We'll be zechut to continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.